You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think Woody Johnson should get a serious wake-up call from everything that went down this weekend. First, you had Aaron Rodgers, where the gloves are off now. And Aaron, when he met the media on Thursday, took shots at the Jets when he talked about the Steelers not having any leaks, which is a direct shot at all the nonsense that went down during Aaron's tenure here in New York. And the Jets were basically like a sorority house or a fraternity house with the amount of gossiping that was going on and the amount of leaks that were out there and being trickled out of that building. And then you have Devontae Adams taking a shot at the Jets before the Rams playoff game. Adams, your main objective is to win the whole thing. You've got to find a way to be gritty and resilient within those games, because if you don't bring your best stuff, you're going to be at home with the Jets 2 seconds after that. So you have two future Hall of Famers, certainly one with Rodgers. Adams can make the case for it. Two great players, guys that are winners on winning organizations now, taking shots at your franchise. Now, the victor go the spoils, but they're taking shots at you. And when you look around the playoffs and you see Sam Darnold on the Seahawks, number one seed, you see Robert Saleh back to being the old Robert Saleh, the Robert Saleh that the Jets fell in love with and the reason they hired him. The overabundance of personality from Saleh on the sidelines as his defense shuts the Eagles down and the Niners move on to the divisional round. And then you have Devontae Adams on the Rams. They get to the divisional round. And then later on this evening, perhaps the worst of all, Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game. So if this isn't a wake-up call for Woody Johnson to get his act together, to get this franchise's act together, then I don't know if he'll ever get one. You have two former players, two highly respected in terms of their abilities and their careers, taking shots at your franchise. You have Sam Darnold finding great success with the Seahawks. You have Robert Saleh going into Philadelphia and his defense dominating the defending champs. Saleh, Darnold, Adams, Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game with the Steelers. You have all of that. And where are the Jets? In a very familiar place. Sitting at home like the rest of us watching the playoffs. And if I was Woody Johnson, I would be so embarrassed by that. By guys that are having more success than when they were here, or finding the success that they had before they got to the Jets and didn't have with the Jets. Because what's the common denominator? The Jets. Why didn't it work with Rodgers here? Why didn't it work with Adams here? Why didn't it work with Darnold? Why didn't it work with Saleh? Yet when they leave, and before they, you know, for Darnold, it's after he left, but the other guys before they got here, they were successful. And the Jets' defense has not recovered from Robert Saleh being fired. The Jets' quarterback situation hasn't recovered since Aaron Rodgers left. If you look around the NFL playoffs, it is littered with former Jets. And they're not only winning, they're not only thriving, but they're going out of their way to take shots at the organization. And it's not LOL Jets, and it's not just open season on them. It's deserved. Because Woody Johnson decided that Rodgers isn't good enough for us here. Davante Adams isn't good enough for us here. We're going to move on. We're going to go in a new direction, except new direction, same results. The Jets are home watching the playoffs. Sam Darnold is thriving. Robert Saleh is thriving. Aaron Rodgers is thriving. Davante Adams is thriving. Wake up, Woody. Wake up and realize that the Jet franchise is a laughingstock. The Jet franchise is the worst franchise in all of sports. The Jets are a joke. They are a joke. And even when you think they should be out of the limelight here, and they should be an afterthought, nobody should be mentioning them. Here's Rodgers taking shots. Here's Adams taking shots. Here's Robert Saleh thriving with the 49ers and looking like the old Robert Saleh, where the camera can't help but show him on the sidelines and his excitement and his defense that is banged up, that is the walking wounded. They go into Philadelphia and knock off the defending champs. Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game. Got Harbaugh fired. Got to the playoffs, a place the Jets haven't been. Calendar year 11, season 2010. The longest drought in all of sports. And the jokes just don't stop. And this needs to be a wake-up call for Woody. Woody Johnson needs to hear this, and he needs to look around the playoffs and go, what am I going to do to fix the worst franchise in all of sports? I already question, based on the coaches that are out there, I already question Woody Johnson's decision to keep Aaron Glenn. Because you have several and probably more to come really, really good options at head coach. Aaron Glenn at times looked overmatched. He looked like a guy that didn't know what he was doing as a head coach. And as a result of that, the Jets had a worse season than anything you saw under Adam Gase or Rich Kotite. The Jets did not intercept a pass all year. I still don't know how that's possible. I think it's, if they had not won a game all year, the Jets, winless, I think that is less of a crazy accomplishment than not recording an interception. I don't know how it's possible to not get a pick all year. A tip pass, something. How many times a game in the NFL does a quarterback put one up for grabs? Not once can you pick a ball off with a defensive-minded head coach? The team was absolutely non-competitive down the stretch.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And even if they were losing on purpose, they were getting their doors blown off so badly that it was hard to ignore how inept they looked. Now, maybe they're genius. Maybe this is all part of the big plan to get Joe Burrow. Maybe they get Jalen Hurts. Maybe they get Arch Manning next year. Maybe they draft a quarterback at two that ends up being the next great quarterback. And Aaron Glenn is this awesome head coach, and Moogie is a great general manager, and the Jet franchise gets turned around. It's possible. But I don't know how many years and how many more years Woody Johnson has to see his franchise and his team that he owns be the butt of the joke, a laughingstock, and also a place that gets circled as, I don't care how great you are, if you go there, you won't succeed. I don't care how great you are and you're going to the Hall of Fame, doesn't matter, you won't succeed here. Doesn't mean you won't have individual success. You won't have team success, and that's the most important thing. Aaron Rodgers put up the same numbers in Pittsburgh that he did with the Jets, but he had team success. Why? Because he went to a franchise that knows how to win. Robert Saleh, I understand defensive coordinator is a different role, but still, his team that he is a part of is having way more success, and he had way more success before he got here, and then now that he's left in his stints with San Francisco. Devontae Adams goes to the Rams, has a great year, and they're on to the divisional round. Sam Darnold, a guy that many thought would be the savior for the Jets. He is now fulfilling that promise, first with the Vikings and now with the Seahawks. And while all of that is going on across the NFL, while all of that is going on across the playoffs, the Jets, owned by Woody Johnson, tacked on another year to the longest playoff drought in sports. And what or when will Woody Johnson wake up and realize that Jet fans deserve better? And something has to change. Something has to change. Whether it's guys taking shots or guys succeeding before they get here or after they leave. Because if nothing changes, then we're going to be sitting here 10, 15 years from now talking about the Jets not making the playoffs for 30 straight years. And I know that if I was a Jet fan, I would not want that to be the case. Obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.